we have a prayer request this morning? Do you have a little present about the goodness? Anybody else? Dear Heavenly Father, we just come before you this morning. Just ask that you prepare our hearts to hear your word and apply it to our lives. Just ask that you bless us and help us to do your will. Be with the brothers and sisters here and around the world. Brother Joe in South Dakota, that you may be strong. Ask that you help us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Alright, we are in chapter 31 in the Septuagint and 32 in the King James. Blessed are those whose transgressions are forgiven and whose sins are covered. Blessed is the man whose sin the Lord does not take into account and in whose mouth there is no deceit. Because I kept silent, my bones grew old from my groaning all the day long. For day and night your hand was heavy upon me. I became miserable when the thorn pierced me. This is, I kind of did a little bit of study. They read this chapter, or from what I understood, they read this chapter, or the beginning of this chapter, when somebody was baptized. This is the first part. They were just talking about how what led them up to want to be baptized. The Lord just laid it on their hearts that they needed to be born again and do what was right. Verse 5. I made known my sins, and I did not hide my transgression. I said, I will confess my transgression to the Lord, and you forgave the ungodliness of my sin. For this cause, everyone who is holy will pray to him in a well-fitted time. Surely they will not draw near to him in a flood of many waters. That's just saying, I'm not really sure what that's saying there. You are my refuge from the oppression of those who surround me. O my exceeding joy, redeem me from those who encircle me. I will give you understanding, and I will teach you in the way you should walk. I will fix my eyes on you. Do not be like the horse and the mule, which have no understanding. You squeeze their jaws with the bit and bridle, lest they come near you. Many are the scourges of the sinner, but he who hopes in the Lord, mercy shall encircle him. Be glad in the Lord and rejoice greatly, O righteous one. And boast all in your and boast all you upright in heart. That's about all I've got for that chapter. Just what I said earlier. Does anybody have any questions about that? Questions, we'll just stand up and then you guys can. I'm not sure what question you guys are supposed to be doing.
Something that somebody forgave you or where you forgave somebody.
Okay. I wasn't sure if that was for you little boys too or not. Okay. Well, Judy, you want to start? We'll just go around.
One time when I was about
6 or 4
years old, I can't remember. I was working with my dad and he was home in the yard and I was doing morning shows and sitting watching him and I was climbing around on the mower and I stepped on some hose and it broke and I went and I told dad, but I told him that I didn't try to, but I really was just messing around and I told him I was starting to forget.
Sometimes the little girls be noisy when I'm trying to do school, and I forget them. What is
11 in Hebrews, it talks about the faith chapter. In the back, in the last part of the chapter, it talks about all the men of whom the world was not worthy and what happened to them. I want you to read the last part of chapter 11 and then find an example for you guys. I want that to be in the Bible of something that happened in that chapter. And for the older boys, that's going to be, you can look at like the margin here or something that that. You guys are dismissed now.
Doing a very good job, and I left it on the hay and had to call him and apologize. I've been helping Joe remodel my dad's office, and I met up a lot of times for cutting and doing everything.
One time, while I was there, it was snowing, and I was driving Kevin's old suburban, and I backed up in a tree, and that created
me. I was taking pilots for my granddad, that's on the track every year, probably 6 or 7 years ago. And I had a pilot going with me because I was trying to shoot some birds and messing around, and acting the shop window out of the tractor. And I lied about it and tried to get out of it, and I should have just came forward. And when I did come forward, it got big. Whenever I come home from work, I kind of leave my stuff laying around for the time. Mom, brother, sister, I'm just grateful for that.
I can't count the amount of times people have forgiven me for being inconsiderate in various circumstances. And I'm trying to work on being considerate and trustworthy.
I can't think of a specific week when I was forgiven, but I had never had a problem with pulling a grudge against
someone. My parents and family have had to forgive me for a lot of things that I just did wrong. Thanks for that.
One time I was coming out the car and I was just being irresponsible and not paying attention. I hit a person in front of me and caused quite a bit of damage, and I helped pay a little bit, but I didn't get forgiven.
What about
that's my broke from that story that you gave. Here a while back, one of my friends had to forgive me for not keeping my mouth shut out of trouble. And thinking about forgiveness, I thought about a quote I heard. If you forgive, you set a prisoner free, and the prisoner is you.
When I was younger, I had a real good friend, and I was a good influence on him, and was sort of the gateway for him and deal with a lot of bad things that negatively influenced his life. And later on,